Well, I'm here today to talk about the new show streaming from Everyman Theater, Berta Berta. This is a play that takes its title from a song. And it's a song that I became acquainted with in August Wilson's play, The Piano Lesson. It turns out that Berta Berta's playwright, Angelica Cherie, also first heard this song in a production of The Piano Lesson. It is an actual prison work song. This happens to be a prison work song that's about a romance. And Angelica Cherie decided to give it a backstory, and that is this play. She sets the play in 1923 and has just two characters, Berta. Berta is a young woman who lives alone on a small farm, and Leroy. Leroy is her former lover who shows up in the middle of the night after being out of touch for 3 years. Everyman has mounted a gripping production. This is an intense play that's filled with demons. Berta and Leroy are each struggling with personal demons, but the play is also a love story, and it's a play about racial injustice. Getting back to that song, the lyrics mention Meridian. That's a Mississippi town, and that's where the play takes place. And the lyrics also mention Parchman Farm, which is an infamous Mississippi penitentiary, and that figures prominently in the play. Leroy has flashbacks to being on a chain gang, and when this happens, the lights dim and we hear clanging metal chains. There's a silver light that shows up around the edge of the stage. Later, that light is red. I have a clip of a scene in which you're going to hear the chains as Leroy tries to ward off a flashback. He's describing Parchman to Berta. Gabriel D. Lawrence plays Leroy. Mixo Lydia Tyler is Berta. Let's listen.
You're talking about parchment like it's some kind of playground. It ain't no play, pretty.
I know what parchment is.
What you talking to me about parchment for? Parchment? That's where they take a colored man to kill him from the inside out.
I done heard the stories, Leroy.
Bring out his soul like it ain't nothing but blood on a wash rag. Then hang it out to dry. Paint a black film over his eyes so it feel like he sleep when he wide awake.
And Judy, it's Tom. I'm here. We are having some technical difficulties, but I do want to join you for the rest of our conversation. What
we just heard
there was Gabriel Lawrence and Mixolydia Tyler in Everyman Theater's virtual production of Berta Berta. And you saw the world premiere of Berta Berta at the Contemporary American Theater Festival in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. That's something we talk about every year. Has the script changed since that production?
It has, Tom. It was part of the 2018 festival. I thought it was the strongest play in that summer's festival. Everyman is using the same director, Reginald L. Douglas, and the playwright, Angelica Cherie, did rewrite the play somewhat substantially. One of the major changes involves, believe it or not, cicadas. In the original version, Leroy was protected by a hedge of saints. In the rewrite, the saints become cicadas. He's protected by a hedge of cicadas. And cicadas also play a role in Berta's story and in her expectations. It turns out to be very fortuitous timing for the play. Everyman was supposed to produce Berta Berta live last spring, as you may remember. And Cherie did this rewrite, adding the cicadas before that. And here we are now on the brink of the first cicada invasion in the last 17 years. Because of the timing and all the news lately about cicadas, at first it may seem a little silly to hear about them in the play, but they turn out to be a very powerful element. To Leroy, they represent protection. To Berta, they represent resurrection. And their arrival turns out to be another link between these two characters. The playwright also uses cicadas to show us a flaw that Leroy and Berta share. They each put their faith in something outside of themselves. I have a clip. This is the moment they realize that this night of the cicadas has extraordinary meaning to both of them. Let's listen.
All nights, Leroy. Of course you would. You would pick tonight to do this.
I made an oath to the cicadas.
What'd you say?
What you know about the cicadas?
What you know about the cicadas? You don't know like I know. You ain't been waiting on them like I've been. Only come out once every 17 years.
I know.
What all you know?
I told them I know what all you can do. I heard the stories. If they true, grant me one wish. Let me get to my Berta. Let me make peace with her.
That's Mixolydia Tyler and Gabriel D. Lawrence in Everyman Theater's filmed presentation of the play Berta, Berta. So, Judy, you said that Everyman's production is the same director as the world premiere did 3 years ago. Are the performances similar in this production?
Well, not so much, because this is a different cast. Gabriel Lawrence and Mixolydia Tyler are new to the show. Angelica Cherie, the playwright, has written great roles. These are really gifts to actors, and these two actors take full advantage of those gifts. Leroy has this complex mix of love for Berta and anger and what might now be called PTSD. And Gabriel Lawrence manages to embody all of these things. Mixolydia Tyler, this is an actress I was very impressed with at Center Stage back in 2013 when she was in Mountaintop. And she plays Berta as a tough woman. Berta is living alone. She's running a small farm on her own. And Tyler plays her as a woman who does what needs to be done. She's not happy, but she's got hope. It may not be rational hope, but Tyler lets us see how desperately Berta clings to it. And I should say the emotions really build in this production. And the actors and the director take us along on this ride that's not a steady climb. There are peaks and there are valleys and there are surprises, but you get completely caught up in the journey.
What about Everyman's physical production? Is the director working with, you know, the same designers he used for the world premiere?
Only one designer is the same. The production I saw in Shepherdstown had more of a supernatural feel, and there's still a lot of imagery. It's in the language, it's in the staging, but Everyman's production has more of a folklore quality, which seems to fit the time and the place. The world premiere was staged in one of Contemporary American Theater Festival's smaller theaters, and the set felt cramped, a farmhouse that felt claustrophobic, kind of like a hideout. Here, set designer Lawrence E. Moten III has created a set that almost looks as if it's floating in space. It feels removed, more a place of sanctuary, a kind of refuge. And I should say the sound designer is the only holdover from the world premiere. He's David Remedios, and he really brings Leroy's demons to life. Everyman's production is filmed. It would probably get under your skin even more if you saw it live in the theater.
And we got about 20 seconds left, Judy, but you point out it's a film production. How well does it succeed in that format?
Pretty well, Tom. I mean, Everyman is bringing us a story and characters and themes and performances that shake you up. All that and cicadas.
Timing is everything in the theater and in life. All right, that's Berta, Berta. It's a new virtual production at the Everyman Theater, and it's available to folks who hold online tickets through the 13th of June. We've got a link to the production on our website, wypr.org/midday. Thanks so much, Judy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
And next Wednesday, Judy and I will talk about a new production from the Rapid Lemon Theater called Serious Adverse Side Effects. So join us for that. That's it for us today. On Monday, my guests will be Mac McComas, the author of a new book called Unlocking the Potential of Post-Industrial Cities, as well as Baltimore Business Journal Associate Editor Ethan McLeod, plus Erica Bridgeford and Leatrice Gant, the co-organizers of Baltimore Ceasefire 365, will join me to talk about this week's ceasefire events. It's Mother's Day weekend, and every year they have a Baltimore Ceasefire event on Mother's Day weekend, as well as three other times during the year. Stay tuned now. Reveal is coming up. That's coming up right after the NPR newscast at the top of the hour. And tonight, be sure to download The Daily Dose. That's WIPR's compendium of the day's top local stories with host Aaron Henkin. And as well, I hope you'll check out the Chesapeake Connect podcast. That's a series of conversations that I'm hosting about the importance of regional cooperation. Midday's director and engineer is Ellen Spicknell's son. The son of Doris Sivak and the daughter of Yvonne Harrington Pinkard produce our program. Gail Williams' daughter is WIPR's digital content director. Margaret Northam's son from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. I am Rosemary Hall's rotten kid. And happy Mother's Day to my mom and to all moms everywhere. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.